transport to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa!
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Well, I almost forgot about the time when we were kids, a particular summer, and the things that we did. We waited and waited for all the time it took for some things that we got from the back pages of an old comic book. It was 1962, believe it or not, and things still move so slow. It was a genuine Dick Tracy wristwatch radio. We had so much fun, we all tried it on. But halfway through the day, it got flushed down the john. We cried and we ranted, and it didn't make sense. But about half an hour later, we were sitting, laughing, eating popsicles out on the back fence.
Everyone, you're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. This is Kayla. Trisha is over there.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. We're having a little mic problem, so this is going to be a short little intro. But you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo. We had to announce that. Well, I mean... We could play the rest of the song that we didn't, we just stopped in the middle of.
Sounds cool.
If that's
Heat Wave, Snail Mail.
Heat Wave, Snail Mail.
Snail Mail fans out there.
So it's a good song. Snail Mail just released another song, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I wouldn't classify myself as a Snail Mail fan. Just know if there's...
I don't.
Is it one person?
I think. It's good. If you like the song, listen to more. I think that they do have a new song called Valentine, unless it's someone else. I can fact check that and get back to you, but here's the rest of the song.
You've been sleeping in. I hope it never spends you out.
Now at 29.
All right, let's give you a real introduction now. Except hey. That the mic broke again. Okay. One of the mics is not staying on the holder.
Shh, they don't need to know.
It's fine.
They can't see. They don't know what's happening.
I could be lying right now.
Yeah, this is lying. Radio. We're not having any technical difficulties whatsoever. This show is so smooth.
It's all good. Well, we hope that you like some tunes we're going to play tonight here on Black Stripes or White Keys. That second one was Working for the Knife by Mitski, which is her first song in a hot minute. So, that's exciting. And then the one after that was called Cheap Shoes by Illuminati Hotties off their newest record that came out a couple weeks ago called Let Me Do One More. And it is good. They're going to go on tour with Pom Pom Squad, and I'm going to come around Boston in February, which is cool. Probably going to go check that out, you know. But, yeah, we had some, all the women today so far. We love it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's been like a, this is the first time we've both been together since our first show. The last one was just you, and then the one before that was just me. So we're reunited.
Right, yeah, first show of the semester. So this is technically our second show together of the semester. Yeah. I like the Mitski song.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I'd heard it on the radio before, I think.
Oh, nice. Was it this radio or other radio?
I don't remember what station it was. But I like the title, Working for the Knife. That's
oh, that so was a beep.
Intense. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it.
There's always people beeping in this intersection outside. It's really, it's a problem.
Yeah. So what kind of music are we going to, we're going to play some more rock. Music, indie rock.
That's our thing.
Yeah.
What's up next, Trisha?
Blue Again by Weekend Friends.
What is it?
Blue Again by Weekend Friends.
Blue Again by Weekend Friends. Let's do it. I don't know if this is a new song. I don't think it is. I just heard it randomly some not too long ago, and I liked it. So, hope you like it.
Yay.
Let's go.
got out in stormy weather. We rarely practice discern. We make love to some weird sin. We seek out the taciturn. And let's do where we get by, to where we get by. All that way we get by, to where we get by. Let's do where we get by, to where we get by, to where. Sweet talk like a cop, and you know it. You bought a new bag of pot, so let's make a new start. And that's the way to my heart, to the way to my heart. And that's the way we get by, to the way we get by. And that's the way we get by, to the way we get by, to the way. And that's the way we get by. That's the way we get by.
On the shades long, on the shades long. and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That was a PSA. Fires.
Fire's bad.
Fire's bad. And Stephen Colbert did that.
Stephen Colbert, good. Fire's bad. Got it.
Got it. Well, we, I don't know if I have too much to say today, you know? I'm just...
We'll come up, we'll be back with later with a conspiracy.
Yeah, we'll get you a conspiracy, but I don't know how, I don't know.
We just listened to Shay's Lounge by Wet Leg. And
Wet Leg.
That, The Way We Get by Spoon.
Spoon. Spoon. You know, band names, they get stranger and stranger over the years.
Yeah, I feel like today we've also been playing a lot of strange band names.
We
like
have.
More than usual. Which is saying something.
It's like we must be in a weird mood. I don't know.
Yeah. Soccer.
That is like more of a weird name. What else? The other band that I put on the playlist, because it sounds kind of like the last song, they're Dry Cleaning.
Dry Cleaning. I like that one kind of, you know?
Yeah. Like, you know, actually, that's kind of an ingenious name, because, you know, like, if you take something to go get dry clean, it's there, and then it comes back. So what if, like, like when you listen to an album, it's like going dry cleaning, you know, you listen to the album and you're there and then you go back to life. I don't know. I don't know if that's definitely, they probably would say that is not our intention, but I just made that up.
I want to believe that they met at the dry cleaners, if it's like a band, like a whole band.
What if they practiced in the dry cleaners?
Whoa, I could see that.
You know, it's like a mystical place, the dry clean. Like, I feel like as a kid, if you ever went inside there, you just wanted to know, like, what was in the back so bad, and, like, ride the thing that, like, if you could ride the thing that, like, moves the clothes everywhere.
Yeah. I think as a kid, I always wanted to know how the dry cleaning process worked.
Yeah.
Like, what chemicals did they use to do that?
Yeah, like, how is it different than washing it yourself? What do they do?
Magic. Magic is what happens at the dry cleaners.
It is magic. They're wizards.
But yeah, so, I mean, we can play some more music and get back with a conspiracy.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, Campus by Vampire Weekend.
Campus, Vampire Weekend. Goody. We've played this song many a time on Black Stripe and White Kings.
Because we're on campus, so it's and just, it just so makes, topical.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Also, it's a good album.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting Campus Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Also, I would love to play Oxford Comma, but that is not
explicit,
so we cannot. But go listen to it. Go listen to this album. It's good.
Yeah, the self-titled album.
The self-titled, yeah. Oh my god, you know what's funny? You know, there's, like, you know, like, the lawsuit that the person, like, filed against Nirvana, like, the baby on the cover?
Mm-hmm.
Their second album with the picture of the woman, that's, like, another case of, like, someone suing, like, they were, like, their face is on an album, and then they sue the band.
Oh.
Yeah, fun fact.
So the Vampire Weekend album with the woman?
Yeah, like...
also sued?
Yeah, she sued them or something for...
Oh, she sued them. Oh, I was...
Because, I don't know, she, like, didn't... They said... I don't know, like, what ended up happening, but I think she claimed that she didn't sign anything or something.
rough.
Yeah.
Vampire Weeping, how could you do it to him?
I don't know.
I still love you.
It's okay. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something else, but I can't say that. Instead of stuff.
Yeah, stuff happens. But stuff. You know what we mean.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, let's play it.
Campus by Vampire Weekend.
Drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus. Cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? Studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. In the afternoon, you're out on the stone and grass.
Do you mind? Turn off Patsy Cline. Walking on my own tonight. Hate being impolite, but no small talk, I'm tired. Just wake me when we arrive. Oh, pick up speed and sandwiches, a Ziploc bag of fit the gym. Don't ask me why. Drop me by the burnout sign where hell is near and heaven hides with a paradise. Here at the nowhere inn, with nothing and no one wins. Where last days are spent, wasted on song and sin. Here
song was called Nowhere In by St. Vincent, who was just in Boston playing. But that song is cool because it's off the soundtrack of a movie that she did with Carrie Brownstein from Sleater-Kinney, and the movie is like a mockumentary about them, so it's very like, it's very meta. I haven't watched it yet, I've been meaning to, but
what's the title of this movie?
Nowhere In.
Cool.
Oh, like
very,
the song.
Yeah,
like
the song, very, yeah.
So I'll let everyone know how it is when I finally get around to it. But yeah, what we have stuff for you now. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, it's a little part of the show where we talk about conspiracies.
Conspiracies.
It's called Conspiracy Crackdown, and it's the best part of Monday nights, in my opinion.
Obviously.
It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we are talking about Tufts conspiracies today.
Yes.
And one that we're wondering about the new Joyce Cummings Center coming up.
Yes, the new building that is now erected.
Yes.
Next to the train tracks that will also be a new train line at some point.
It looks like it's getting close to being finished.
It does look like it's getting close.
Can't tell.
So.
But.
The building looks almost done.
Yeah.
It's probably just inside stuff that needs to happen.
And the inside stuff is what we're curious about.
Yes, it is what we're curious about. So, there's, you know, a lot of things that this building could be. Housing should be one of them, but it probably won't be. Considering that 100 people are living in a hotel. But, we have an idea. We have some theories on what could be happening in the new Joyce Cummings Center.
Right, because it looks like it's done, you know, like close to being done, but maybe they're drawing it out because they're carrying out some interesting activities. And honestly, we don't know what they are, and that's why we're trying to find out right now.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, it could be anything, really.
It could be. One theory is that there's going to be a new genetics lab in there where they are going to try and make Jumbo come back to life.
Using his tail.
Yes, using his
like
tail.
Like Jurassic Park.
Like Jurassic Park. The new center is Jurassic Park for elephants.
Which would be bad, right? Because didn't we learn from Jurassic Park, don't bring things back to life?
True.
Well, actually, elephants already exist. So.
They do already exist.
I feel, yeah, okay. I take that back. I don't think that having one extra elephant in this world would be really a hindrance to anyone. I mean, it would be a hindrance if it's on the Tufts campus, because I don't think that the Tufts campus is really suitable for an elephant.
They have a vet school. They can bring Jumbo to the vet
school. He's probably the size of the vet school.
Probably. I don't know. Imagine, though. What, I mean, like, that would be really funny. Like, I mean, not. I don't think it's, like, completely impossible. Like, stem cell research has gotten so advanced. Like, yeah. I mean, so, basically, for people that don't know, there was a taxidermy version of Jumbo in Barnum Hall back in the day. And when Barnum Hall burnt down, the only part of Jumbo that survived was his tail. So the tail is in the library archive section. I forgot what the acronym for that part of the library is, but they only bring it out once a year to show adoring orientation. But Jumbo's tail is in a box.
Yeah, it's in a box. Or it's in the Joyce Cummings Center.
Now it's in the Joyce Cummings Center.
Which
because
is why they only bring it out once a year.
Yeah, they're trying to extract enough DNA to recreate Jumbo.
To recreate Jumbo.
Yeah.
I wonder what it'll be like. Also, what's the end goal here, you know? They're recreating Jumbo, but, like, what are they going to do with him besides put him in the vet center? Like,
they're going to take over the world.
It's gonna be like a war elephant.
They're gonna be like, we won't give you this groundbreaking technology unless you pay us $1 million dollars or something. I don't know.
Like,
have you ever seen Austin Powers?
I have seen part of. This is the one movie that I really want to finish watching.
Oh, I'm like, there's like the third one where he's like, I want to give you $1 billion dollars.
I think I've seen that clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
No, yeah, I agree. My first time watching Austin Powers was actually really recently, by the way.
Oh, but nice.
Side note. Yeah, side note about Austin Powers. I really had not seen it until I was, like, 22, and I still haven't seen the whole thing because we were watching it in an Airbnb, and I just, when I was a kid, my mom was like, this humor is, like, way too adult. Like, you can't watch this. And I was like, no, it's not. This is a kid's movie. And then I, like, seeing it now as an adult, I was like, the first one, the one yeah. where he, like, is in the 70s or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And then, or, like, International Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and then I was like, wow, this actually is kind of adult humor. It surprised me. Because I thought it was, like, really for kids.
Oh. No, I don't feel like it's for kids. Yeah. It's a little raunchy.
It's a little raunchy.
Yeah.
Just like Jumbo the Elephant.
Just like Jumbo the Elephant.
Yeah. Eating those alcohol-soaked biscuits. Mm. Which, yeah.
Yep.
I'm not gonna bring up again. Yeah.
Yeah. What else could be happening in the center?
They could be doing experiments on the bad students.
That would be pretty bad.
Yeah. You want to know why the graduation rate of Tufts is so high? They take the students who are failing and they shove them in the coming center and then they do experiments on their brains to make them like more, I don't know, better at doing homework fast and then they...
Or they just bring them the Jumbo and Jumbo sets them straight.
Jumbo has a talk with them.
Jumbo's like, listen, kid.
Listen, kid. Yeah, this new version of Jumbo also knows how to talk.
Yeah, this they're making a talking elephant in the center.
Tufts is doing a lot. And they're publishing this research eventually in the future, right?
Which yeah, is, they're, you know, because it's going to be so groundbreaking.
And if you're just listening right now, this is speculation.
None of this is true. In fact, all of this is false.
This is a segment of our show called Conspiracy Crackdown.
Where we make up stuff that doesn't exist.
Right, or relay other ideas.
Or relay other ideas.
Made up,
except for the one I talked about with peanut butter. That doesn't exist.
That's real.
That's real.
Yeah. Conspiracy. I don't know, what do we call it when it's a real thing? Bad things about the world?
I guess. Annoying things in the world. I don't know, yeah. In all seriousness, though, the building looks nice, and maybe it'll open before we graduate? I really don't know.
I don't know. I just remember that the last update we got was, like, it's going to be opening later than we thought, or something like that.
What else is new?
So, yeah, I mean, looking at the Green Line extension, like, when it comes to, like, projects, I mean, not like that's a tough thing, but...
The MBTA is never on time.
Yeah, the MBTA is never on time.
No.
Well, sometimes, but... Sometimes
I wonder, maybe... There's probably, like, an update, because I think it was originally supposed to be this spring the Green Line extension would be done, but I... Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
We can look that up. Let people know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I guess that's our conspiracy crackdown.
Yeah. I feel like we did a good conspiracy. Last week, it was, Bigfoot, and I lost my mind on air.
You lost your mind.
Yeah, because I was reading this, like, account of someone who saw Bigfoot, and they lived in Tennessee, and I was like, I didn't know that Bigfoot was in Tennessee, because usually the sightings of Bigfoot are in, like, the Pacific Northwest, and I just was losing my mind, because, okay, to be fair, I don't have, like, an accurate... like, representation of Tennessee in my head because I've never been there. Like, I think it's probably more green than I thought it was. But I was imagining, like, Tennessee, like, Kansas at the time that I was reading this. And I was, like, imagining, like, this big furry monster, like, walking around, like, Kansas. And I was like, this is not right.
In the plains.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll play probably two more songs for you. You know, one, say one goodbye, and play, and then play us out.
One and a half, maybe.
One and a half, yeah, we'll say.
We have a request.
We do have a request. I think I'm going to wait the good 10 seconds to do our station ID, though.
Yeah, that's
we got to do that.
That's a good call.
Do you want to do the honors?
I would. You know, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio. Tufts.
Tufts. Tufts. Tufts.
Yeah. Speaking of Tufts, That the way why we said that is because some band that they have at this thing called Fall Fest said or the name like that, but I don't think it's happening this year, which Fall Fest is like a concert they have for us, but I don't think it's happening this year.
Sad.
Which, I don't know, understand why. There's so many concerts going on in the world. We're all vaccinated. We would wear masks. I don't know.
I love a good outdoor concert.
Yeah, I mean, if they did it, like, now, it would be, like, cold, but not with that many people.
Right, right.
You know?
And, like, yeah.
Come on. Come on, Tusk.
Tusk. Come on, Tusk.
Give us...
Tusk is being held hostage by Jumbo.
Yeah. Jumbo said no Fall Fest this year.
Jumbo has spoken, and he really, literally did.
He's like our, like, evil mastermind. Like, Tony Monaco is just a puppet of Jumbo. For Jumbo. Jumbo's the real puppet master here. Like, he's pulling the weight, you know?
He's immortal now, so he is. Why would he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This was a request. This one goes out to my dad, hopefully. My dad just had ear surgery, so he's fine. He's just, you know, recovering, so I hope this song makes your recovery a little better. And it's Led Zeppelin. So, let's go.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Red and the sky was gray. One that had the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard.